Morning, boys. Any of y'all have any prayer requests this morning?
Daddy and Mae and Matt.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. Just ask that you keep us safe as we go through our day. Help us to find food for God in the midst of this family. Help us to fight through our lives. Just be with us very fast for the mention of home, our brothers and sisters that all over the world. Just be with them. Last week it was just started where Elihu just started to talk. We've actually been talking for about six chapters here, but we're just going to agree with the teaching of faith. Second chapter when he talks. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me, stand up. Behold, I am, according to thy wish, and God said, I also am formed out of clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy words saying, I am clean without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasion against me, he counteth me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in the stocks, he marketh all my paths. He was just standing there for Job to listen to him, and then he was saying, I've heard what you said, that you're innocent, and that that God is just finding occasion against him just to make him suffer. And then he says in verse 12, behold, in this thou art not just, I will answer thee, that God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and slumbereth upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men, and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened, and also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude at his bones with strong pain, so that his life affordeth bread and his soul things he needeth. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and prayeth, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy. for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profiteth me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Though all these things worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul with the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, Israel, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me, speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom.
Thank you.
Being thankful.